WAKY Louisville is proud to present our Thursday breakfast performance of Getting Your Movies Worth, starring Liz Curtis. And now, today's feature.
I hate wasting time and money on a bad movie. Well, think how Columbia Pictures must feel. They wasted $27 million on Krull. The no-name talent in this movie surely didn't figure in the big bottom line. Ken Marshall, as the hero, is cute but boring, and his tight tights are just silly. And Lisette Anthony has nice hair. Good thing she's the heroine. Oh, sorry. The sword sorcery and sci-fi fantasy Krull has all the predictable elements without one original thought. The princess Lyssa is kidnapped on her wedding day, and fiancé Colwyn must rescue her from the beast. No, not the one at King's Island. The beast of the Black Fortress. Other characters include the Old One, the blind Emerald Seer, Ergo the Magician, the Widow of the Web, Clydesdales that fly, and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. The story jumps from one bad set to another with little attempt to connect the scenes. For $27 million, you think they could get real quicksand, not cat litter floating in water. And the reeds and weeds that were surrounding the swamp were bought wholesale from Pier 1. I kid you not. I just absolutely died. Anyway, Krull unashamedly rips off details from E.T., The Wizard of Oz, and Excalibur. The last scene has them lounging in a poppy field, watching the Black Fortress go up in smoke, and no, they didn't fall asleep and have flying monkeys wake them up. Director Peter Yates and his scriptwriter should be ashamed of themselves. On a scale of 1 cent to $4, since movies basically cost $4, Krull is barely worth a dollar. Krull is Dullsville. A52 now. Dr. Joe Sobel says, hazy sunshine today. Hot and humid, high of 94. We do have a chance of thunderstorms late in the day or tonight. That'd be a break, a low of 71 tonight. Friday and Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sun, very warm and humid. A chance for a thundershower both days and a high of 90-92. 81% humidity right now. It's partly cloudy, 71 degrees at WAKY.
When the morning sun streaks across my room, and I'm waking up from another dream of you.
But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh,
thanks, Kenny. Lisa First Edition from 69, but you know I love you. It's 8:56. We're Wacky. I'm Lizzie. It takes a big woman to admit that she's wrong, and I get wrong a lot, and you know that. I said the Coasters and the Crystals would be at this rock and roll revival. Not quite. Coasters, yes. Crystals, no. Try Chiffons. Well, you know, it gets confusing. There were Crickets and Critters, and there were Crests and Crew Cuts, but actually it's the Chiffons, and it should be a wonderful show. You mark your calendar for that. Saturday, August 20th, 8 o'clock, Cardinal Stadium. We got tickets for you. Oh, what a show it's going to be. Stevie, the news on Wacky. Chiffon.
The only station for music and fun. We're WAKY, Louisville. Zip 40202.
73 degrees in Louisville. It's almost 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm George Gillis, WAKY News. Governor Brown has started meeting with state government leaders at his home at Cave Hill in Lexington as he recovers from heart surgery. Brown has been at home 10 days and has met with two members of his cabinet. In addition to almost daily telephone conversations with key personnel on his staff, Brown's doctor says he wants the governor to have 4 to 6 weeks of rehabilitation. High school students will be entering the Jefferson County Public School System for the first time this fall, can pre-register for fall classes today and tomorrow at each high school. And services also for students who have transferred or moved from one school within the system to another during the summer. The hours are from 10 to 7 tonight and from 8 to 3 tomorrow. Information concerning school assignments and boundary lines is available at 456-3050. Students will have to bring proof of address, such as a utility bill, an immunization certificate, and the final report card from last year. Owners of Durkee Foods here in Louisville want to tap into the city's incinerator for a source of heat for a soybean oil refining operation. Aide to Mayor Sloan confirms that officials are reviewing that idea. The plan would involve a large investment by the company in steam equipment and boiler equipment at the incinerator, but it could provide a cheap source of heat to be piped down the street to the food plant. AccuWeather from meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel coming up. It's a hot one. We'll get that right after ABC News on the hour. It's now 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton. According to the calendar, it's barely midsummer, yet the end of this summer's heat wave can't come soon enough for many in the baked and overbaked Midwest and East. 100-degree temperatures across much of the nation's midsection are expected to last into the weekend at least. It's not just a matter of comfort. Hundreds of deaths have been blamed on the heat wave, and ABC's Joe Spencer in central Illinois warns that the searing heat is throwing the food we should be eating this fall.
Yet another day without rain and continued scorching temperatures have central Illinois farmers worried that this could be their worst harvest since 1980. On one farm, 40% of the feed corn has already been destroyed, and they're now worrying that soybeans may be damaged if rain doesn't fall soon. All that means livestock feed will cost more, and that'll drive up consumer prices for meat, milk, poultry, and eggs early next year. The forecast for this part of the country is for more hot, dry weather. Joe Spencer, ABC News, Sangamon County, Illinois.
And farther west, central Idaho reports at least half a dozen fires the result of lightning storms. I'll have more after this.
When kids get cut,
ow!
Or hurt themselves,
ow!
They run the risk of infection. So when knees get scraped,
yeah!
Or hands get scratched,
ouch!
They need Bactine protection. Cause Bactine spray chases germs away and helps prevent infection. No sting, no stain, so for every pain.
Yow!
Bactine for infection protection. Bactine for infection protection.
Use only as directed.
Take Sears back to school.
If you're shopping for clothes for back to school, take a trip to Sears. And you might also take a free trip to Walt Disney World Epcot Center. You'll find Sears back to school values for the whole family. Plus, you might win one of 100 expense-paid trips for a family of four to Epcot Center via Eastern and Connecting Airlines. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Entries must be received by August 17th. Come in for complete details right now at most Sears retail stores.
Congress is rushing to finish up some last-minute business so it can begin its August recess. House and Senate members are hoping to get away by tomorrow. They won't be back until after Labor Day. The House has approved a bill to give unemployed people health care, but the $4 billion measure may have tough going in the Republican-led Senate. The administration says the health care package is just too expensive. Last night's House action providing more than $8 billion for the International Monetary Fund is being called welcome news for world economic stability by Treasury Secretary Donald Regan. Different Senate and House versions of that bill must now be reconciled. Israel's Prime Minister Begin met today with U.S. Peace Envoy Robert McFarlane. Afterwards, McFarlane flew on to Lebanon as he continues efforts now to get all foreign troops out of Lebanon. Oh, the U.S. is sending some AWACS reconnaissance planes to Egypt, presumably to keep an eye on Libyan activity. The Libyans are accused of backing rebels trying to overthrow the government in their southern neighbor, Chad. A visit to the White House today by the president of Zaire will give President Reagan a chance to talk over the situation in that part of the world with an ally. Zaire, you know, has sent troops to help the government of Chad recently. A Pan Am jetliner flying from New Delhi towards Frankfurt in New York ran off the runway this morning in Karachi, Pakistan. First reports say none of the more than 200 on board was hurt. Remember Spicer Lung, the laid-off Pan Am employee who helped overpower a would-be hijacker on a Pan Am flight Tuesday night? The airline is saying thank you. They're rehiring him. Lung was laid off as a catering manager in Houston on July 25th, but airline spokesman says Mr. Lung came through for Pan Am, so Pan Am is going to come through for him. Four of the five babies born to a woman in Indianapolis yesterday are reported in good condition, the fifth on a respirator listed as critical. The three girls and two boys were born 6 weeks premature. A man identified as a former Illinois State employee released the last of three hostages he'd been holding in a judge's chambers in Chicago last night and was captured by police. Agents say the man identified as Keith Garth of East St. Louis told them during the eight-hour siege that he was upset over minority unemployment in the city of Chicago. Well, Wisconsin drivers are singing the blues for the state's blue license plate stickers. Seems the stickers don't have enough glue. They keep falling off the cars. State officials say the non-sticking stickers will be replaced free. This is ABC News.
Need a few things for your home?
Yeah, everything.
Don't wait another minute. Sears August Home Sale is on, with hundreds of home furnishings and dozens of Kenmore appliances.
How about a refrigerator?
Save $50, now just $499.99.
Well, what about a mattress?
Save $60 to $150, and save on a stereo, a Kenmore washer and dryer.
A sewing machine?
Sure, all available in most Sears retail stores. Hurry to Sears August Home Sale.
I won't wait another minute.
Better not.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
A frontal system up across northern Illinois and northern Indiana is moving slowly southward. That will prevent tomorrow and Saturday from being excessively hot, and it offers the hope for a couple of scattered thunderstorms. This is WAKY meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel. Here's our exclusive AccuWeather forecast. Today will be hot and humid with hazy sunshine, the high 94. There'll be one or two thunderstorms around late today and tonight, low tonight 71. For tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a thunderstorm in some spots, high 90. And on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, still the slight chance for a thunderstorm, the high 92. This is WAKY meteorologist Dr. Joe Sobel.
75 degrees now at WAKY.
To the question, how do you do it? Well, all you need is love. The Beatles from 67 and Jerry and the Pacemakers before that. How do you do what you do to me? 1964 the year. It's 11 minutes after 9. Oh, we have some sunshine now and 75 degrees in Louisville and humid. I just stuck my head out the door and it's pretty bad. We hope the weather will be decent this weekend. It's the 4th annual, I beg your pardon, where'd that come from? The 8th annual Kentucky Music Weekend, and it'll be at Iroquois Amphitheater in Iroquois Park. Actually starts today, the 4th, and goes to the 7th. Admission to evening concerts, $2 for adults, $1 for kids. 30 performers from across the country will provide a cross-section of traditional music, early music from the British Isles, century-old banjo tunes, neat stuff. Iroquois Amphitheater, the place, tonight through the 7th.
What kind of job opportunities await your child after graduation? Evangel Christian Schools is making those narrow job opportunities broader with the computer-assisted instruction. We began your child in the first grade teaching him reading, writing, and arithmetic with the aid of computers. By the time he is in high school, he is learning CompuCounting, CompuTyping, the ability to operate a word processor, and the other computer-related skills that will give him experience and knowledge needed in our computerized job world. Along with our full academic curriculum, we offer a fine sports program, among which are basketball, tennis, water sports, all in a well-balanced Christian environment. Evangel Christian Schools, preparing your child for the future. For more information, call 968-7744.
If you're shopping for clothes for back to school, take a trip to Sears. And you might also take a free trip to Walt Disney World Epcot Center. You'll find Sears back to school values for the whole family. Plus, you might win one of 100 expense-paid trips for a family of four to Epcot Center via Eastern and Connecting Airlines. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Entries must be received by August 17th. Come in for complete details right now at most Sears retail stores.
Sound like cavemen in the background. That's actually Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Kids and Ray Vaughan. Rivington's before that from 62 and Papa Ooh Mau Mau. 17 minutes after 9 and partly sunny and 75. We'll look at AccuWeather shortly. First, it's time to launch into our trivia question today. I have wonderful prizes this week. Two passes to Kings Island to enjoy when you want to. In a regular deck of 52 playing cards, how many of those cards will look identical when turned either way? Okay, a certain number of cards in the pack, you can flip them around and they'll look the same. And what do you think? How many cards? In a regular deck of 52 playing cards, how many of those cards will look identical when turned either way? Give me a call with a number, 571-WAKY.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. In the summer sun.
Go! Summer vacation fun for the entire family this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at the Waterboggin in Clarksville. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, from 6 till 10 p.m., you can ride the Night Waterboggin for a special low price. Just mention Wacky and ride an entire hour after 6 for only $1.79. Or ride all evening after 6 for just $2.79. The Waterboggin, next to the Marriott in Clarksville. Mention Wacky and ride for an hour after 6 for just $1.79. Or from 6 till 10 for only $2.79. Four-year-olds and under not admitted. 5- and 6-year-olds must be accompanied by an adult. Come spend your summer vacation splashing at the Night Waterboggin, next to the Marriott, just off I-65 in Clarksville. Now open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 6 till 10 through September 15th.
You've got Thursday,
Friday,
and Saturday
to save on Goodyear tires.
Save on every radial auto tire in stock.
Save on every radial light truck tire in stock.
Save on all season radials, white walls, black walls, every Goodyear radial tire in stock.
Everyone saves.
Every radial tire is priced to go during this big 3-day tire sale at Goodyear Auto Service Centers and participating Goodyear retailers.
Goodyear's best-selling tires.
In a big selection.
At prices you've been waiting for.
The sale ends Saturday.
Save now with number one, Goodyear.
19 minutes after 9, we're on the phone with Judy Copeland. Hi, Judy.
Hello.
Well, you can pick anywhere between number 1 and 52 in a regular deck of 52 playing cards. How many of those cards will look identical when you turn them around?
I'm going to say 20.
20. Any reason you picked that one?
No, just a guess.
Okay. Unfortunately, not a right guess, Judy. But thanks and have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Gary Case has a different number. What do you think, Gary?
I think it'd be about 12.
Are you a card player?
Little bit.
Well, unfortunately, 12 isn't it. But thanks, Gary. You said you had some other ideas. You're welcome to call back.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 20 minutes after 9, what do you think? In a regular deck of 52 cards, there's some that you can turn them right upside down and they look the same. How many? Give me a call. 571-WACKY. Weather-wise from Dr. Joe, hazy sunshine, hot and humid at a high of 94. We do have a chance of thundershowers late in the day or tonight. Tonight's low 71. Friday and Saturday, some clouds, some sun, warm, humid, and a chance of thundershowers. Both days, high of 90, 92. Currently, we have partly sunny skies and 75 degrees at Wacky.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing.
Jonathan Edwards on WAKY 79. He's got cards he ain't showing. I wish I had about a stack of 52 cards right now so I could double check this. 23 minutes after 9, we're doing trivia. And we have Terry Bilbro on the phone. Ter, how you doing?
All right.
How is your quiet brother this morning?
He's working on the cards.
He is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you laugh just like him, but I can tell a little difference in the voice, so I really do believe you're not my regular caller in it.
No, it's the first time.
But you work together, is that right?
Yeah, huh?
Well, how nice. Well, our question today, of course, is in a deck of 52 cards, how many of those can you flip around that look this identical, exactly the same either
way? This was only a guess, but I'd say 52.
Oh. Well, you know, that would have been my guess, too, but that's not what my source says, Terry.
Well, okay.
Sorry about that. But now, you have cards there?
Yes, I.
Well, you call me if you think it's different than what we get. Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. And also on the phone with us is Lois Snyder. Hi, Lois.
Hi.
She pulled a number out of thin air, I think, didn't you, Lois?
Yes, I did.
Well, you never know. Sometimes you can do that right. What do you think?
I say 36.
Oop, not the one. Oh. Sorry about that. Lois, have a beautiful day.
Okay, thank you, Lois.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
24 minutes after 9. What do you think? It's somewhere between 1 and 52, and it is not 20, 12, 52, or 36. We'll find an answer to this. Give me a call. 571-WACKY.
Bring me back to a time and a place where the folks all really show they care. Bring me back to a Bob Evans restaurant. That feeling's always there.
There's more to a dinner at Bob Evans restaurants than just dinner. There's a whole lot of country hospitality that goes along with it. like hostesses who greet you at the door with a big country smile, waitresses who go out of their way to make your kids feel at home, and cooks who take the time to prepare your food just the way you like it. So whether you order boneless barbecued ribs with our own special sauce or Bob Evans' delicious farm-raised catfish, you can be sure of one thing. Every Bob Evans dinner comes with the kind of friendly service that'll keep you coming back.
Bring me back to good old-fashioned Bob Evans Farms.
There's a Bob Evans on Newburgh Road at I-264 and Hurstbourne Lane at I-64 in Louisville, and on I-65 at Route 131 Clarksville.
Meet another satisfied Sam Swope customer. Your name?
Evelyn Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson, tell me about your new Pontiac.
Oh, I bought the Pontiac 6000 with the V6 motor, four-door, has all the extras on it. I just love it.
How does it compare with similar cars you looked at?
Overall, I liked it better, and the price was much, much better.
And who was your salesman?
Todd Schaefer.
Sam Swope, Pontiac Honda BMW, 4311 Shelbyville Road. Nobody walks away.
Thank you. 25 minutes after 9, 75 degrees in Louisville, kind of sunny, and we're on the phone with Donna McIntosh. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
What do you think? A regular deck of 52 cards, how many can you flip around and make them look the same?
25.
And, boy, you sound pretty sure. You think it's 25?
No, I'm just guessing.
Oh. Well, sorry, Donna, but it's not right. But thanks, and have a good day.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Ed Beasley, what do you think?
Well, I believe about two.
Two cards. Which two are you thinking of?
I'd say the Ace of Clubs and the Ace of Spades.
Interesting. Are you a card player, Ed?
A little bit.
Oh. Well, you know, that's not the number I've got, but I sure do thank you for calling.
Okay.
Have a good day. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. He sounded so sure, 26 minutes after 9. What do you think? 571-WAKY. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 66, 28 minutes after 9, and I'm Lizzie, and we're wacky, and we're on the phone with Vicki Hamilton. Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you this morning?
I'm great. A deck of 52 cards. How many can you flip around and have them look the same?
48.
Gee, which card are you thinking doesn't work like that?
The Aces.
Oh. You know, that's not the number I've got,
unfortunately.
But thanks, Vicki. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now, here we have a guy who bills himself as a happy hooker. Gene Hooker. Hello.
Hi.
What do you think? Pick a number.
13.
Which suit are you thinking of?
Diamonds.
I see. You know, that's not right, Gene, although it makes a lot of sense. The number that I've got makes no sense. I got to be honest with you. It doesn't add up in any way, shape, or form. It isn't like, you know, one particular suit or a particular kind of card, and I'm dying to go out and get some cards and check it. But I'm going to have to take this guy's word for it. Gene, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. 29 minutes after 9. What do you think? I mean, we're going to really have to pull this one out of thin air together, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to look at my little cards and find out if it's true. 571-WAKY.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me. I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back to me.
Not a bad little tune. 1963, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas 20 years ago, and Bad to Me. 9:32 on Wacky with Lizzie. Joe Hayes is on the phone. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Well, here we are. 52 playing cards. How many look exactly the same when you flip them upside down?
Four of them.
Four? Which four do you think?
Oh, I was thinking of the eights.
The eights? Huh. Well, actually, Joe, wrong.
It is.
That's wrong. But thanks, and have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
Also on the phone is Denise Ware. Denise, what do you think?
There's 49 cards.
49? What an unusual number. Unfortunately, the wrong number too, Denise. But thanks. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You know how you'd have to do this to find out? You'd really have to get two decks.